All right. Good to see everybody. Thanks for coming. A couple things. Thought that we played very hard yesterday. Our guys competed exceptionally well. Came up short at the end, which is disappointing. We really lost the fourth quarter. That was the difference in the game. They did a very nice job, especially at the end of the game, especially in the fourth quarter. And they earned the victory. So, you know, we're disappointed with the loss. We're disappointed with losing to them at home. You know, after beating them at their place, you know, we were excited about the opportunity to beat them at both places, and we didn't get that done. We're disappointed about not, you know, our first loss here at home in 2 years. That's tough. You know, that's not something that you want to see happen. So we were proud of that streak. So, you know, it'll be our job to start a new streak, and that'll be our goal going forward. But we still think M&T is a great place to play. Just as far as the way we're approaching the game, I'm sure you have questions along these lines, but the bottom line is, you know, everything we do is to gear the program toward December. You know, we feel like we're built for December football. That's our goal, to be at our best in December. We're excited about the fact that we're in that part of that phase of the season right now, and we're excited about the fact that we're in position to do something, that it's meaningful football in December. So we're looking forward to that opportunity, and we're going to do our job to make the most of it. As far as injuries, the things that we've had lingering, Danell Ellerby is continuing to work, and we anticipate he's got a chance to get back this week. We were hopeful for this past game, but it just didn't work out. Took him right to the game day, and he was unable to go. Ed Dixon did some running today, so we're just going to see how that the knee continues to develop. There's no injury in there. It was kind of a hyperextension deal, so he has a chance. Jimmy Smith continues to get better, so he'll be moving around a little bit this week. We'll see how that goes. Ray is here rehabbing, so we'll see how that goes this week going forward. And nothing to report there. When there is, we'll let you know, but we'll just see how that goes this week, and we'll let you know. Terrell Suggs is the one injury from the game. Has an injury in his upper arm area. That's being evaluated further today. We don't know the extent of it. We got an idea what it is. It needs to be evaluated as far as, you know, coming back and possibly playing this week or not going forward. We'll just have to see where that is, and we should know something. We should know by tomorrow or Wednesday at the latest. Okay?
It comes to the upcoming opponent. I know you've got to focus on what comes at the time, but the impact Robert Griffin has had in this league, have you kept an eye on him as the season?
Yeah, you kind of keep an eye on him. You know, you get so focused on your opponent, you know, and you really don't know, other than kind of from the news, the little news that we see, how he's doing. And being here in the area, of course, you get a little more of that. So we've been following him from afar a little bit and very impressed. Always been impressed with him, you know. I knew of him because my brother recruited him 4 years ago to Stanford. He had recruited both Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin III, both out of Houston, both 4.0 students, by the way. So they were Stanford guys, you know. And Andrew ended up going there, and obviously RG3 went to Baylor. So known him for a little while, got a lot of respect for him.
In terms of, he looked like he's on pain quite immediately, but then after the game, he seemed to settle down. Are you guys encouraged that this might not be a long-term
improvement? I think we are. I think we are encouraged that it may not be, and we'll just have to see. You know, if I knew that for sure or could say it for sure, I would. I just can't right now. But we have some encouragement there. Yep.
John, despite the loss, do you guys, at least many of the players spoke that you can still accomplish everything you set out to do? You are now 2 games behind Houston, but do you feel that the loss took you off track, or are you still on course to accomplish what you wanted to do by the end of the season?
Well, sure. You know, we still are on course, and that's the thing. It's a tough league, and you know, you have wins and you have losses. You win tight games, you lose tight games. When you're a good team. We have an opportunity to accomplish our first and foremost objective. I wouldn't say our most important objective, but the first objective on the agenda, which is to win the division. You know, and that's something that we need to do. We need to get to 11 wins to do that. So it would have been 11 either way, with Cincinnati having won. So that hasn't changed. And then, you know, the idea of the highest seeding that we can get in the playoffs is still in front of us too. So we're going to be working hard to get those things done.
If it was something made of your handshake, just like with your brother a year ago with Mike Tomlin yesterday, can you add to the speculation that there was some uncomfortable moments there at the end?
You know, no, really, I don't know anything about the speculation, but I haven't seen any of that. But nothing uncomfortable at all. I thought Mike did a terrific job, you know, preparing his team. Obviously, they played very well, and I made a point to congratulate him on it, you know, and, you know, hopefully he, you know, accepted that, and it was all good.
When it comes to those things, is it sometimes that one guy wants to talk and the other guy just wants to get out of the room and sort of different agendas?
I really don't know about the handshake agendas. You know, I felt fine about it. You know, it was fine. You know, and I just wanted to make sure he knew that. You know, we congratulated him, and that was it.
John, anything from the fourth quarter? You said earlier you lost the fourth quarter. Any connection at all? Tough week the week before, overtime, flight back, tough game the Sunday night before in Pittsburgh.
You know, that's something that's probably interesting to look at, you know, but not something that we're probably going to have too much time to address. We just feel like we could have coached better, played better. We had our opportunities for sure. You know, Pittsburgh made the most of their opportunities there, and they ended up winning the game. You know, that's the way these games go in this league. That's what makes it such a great league. So we're disappointed, but we're ready to roll.
Was there anything in this game, because it was another close game you guys were involved in, that stood out to you that didn't happen in the fourth quarter, where you weren't able to close, that did happen in other games that you weren't able to finish?
Well, sure. You know, we got some stops in other games, and we got some first downs in other games. You know, we converted some third downs in some other games. Just looked the week before, like you're saying. And we didn't do that in this game. So that's the biggest thing. You know, we needed to get something going there, and we were unable to do it. You know, two times we had 10-point leads, you know, in the game, and we lost them. You know, we got ahead, but we didn't stay ahead. You know, you get ahead, you stay ahead, you win the game. And we were unable to do that, and obviously they tied us and they took the lead with 2 seconds left.
I asked you last week about third and long situations and you guys were getting more sick against San Diego. In this game, you weren't as good on third down. You get some lot shorts, I think third, 2, 3, 4, and 5, which you were able to convert. Any rhyme or reason for why the short yardage then is becoming so difficult?
Well, yeah, 3, 4, and 5 is considered third and medium more. 3rd and 1 and 2 is 3rd and short. I don't know how many 3rd and 2s we had. Maybe 1 3rd and 2, I think. So it's just a matter of converting on 3rd down. I think all those different scenarios are different, you know, from a game planning standpoint, play calling standpoint, defenses you get, they're all different. And the bottom line is, you know, without going into each different phase and what you try to accomplish is just we just didn't execute well enough or call, you know, get into the right kind of a situation to beat their defense or whatever it might be. So we just all take responsibility for that. There's no excuses, you know. We just need to continue to be better on third down. So we didn't think we had the problem solved, you know, last week. It's always week to week, and you've got to be good. You've got to be good converting on third down. You've got to get first downs. You've got to move the ball to get your offense in rhythm and score points.
Yesterday about Ray and the lack of carries, but when you go back and look at the tape, you see that he didn't carry the ball in the fourth quarter. Is that something that you look to avoid in the future, or is that the way the game is dictated?
I think it was dictated in our mind. It's just we're going to do whatever we can, use the players we have. We're going to try to use all of our guys, all hands on deck. You know, I think it's really easy to look at the stat sheet and say, hey, this guy should get the ball more, that guy should get the ball more. You're trying to use all your guys and move the ball. When it's successful, you know, we're happy about it. When it's not successful, you look at it. So we have 2 really good running backs. To me, it's important to use both of them. And we have both of them. We have confidence in both of them in all situations. So, you know, if we'd have got a couple first downs there in the fourth quarter, if we'd gotten 1 first down in the fourth quarter, I'm quite certain that Ray would have carried the ball quite a bit. But we didn't. You know, we didn't get started. So that's the way that went.
With a guy like Bernard Pierce, you kind of start to, like, if he's having, you know, a couple nice runs, ride that hot hand, you know, a little bit?
No. I think we like guys playing a certain number of plays, and, you know, they may be in there for back-to-back plays or they may not. Sometimes a guy busts one for a long gain, and you pull him out to give him a rest too. So it's not quite that simple. It's just playing both. I mean, Ray's our running back, just to be sure. He's our guy, you know, and Ray's the guy that we want to have the ball. He's the guy we want to have the most carries. You know, we want Bernard to be a compliment to Ray, a very good compliment. They have different running styles, so we think that helps us. And it's always good to put more guys on the field. I don't know what argument you can make for not playing good players, you know. So that's not one that we're not going to stand up here. Bless you. We're not going to stand up here and make that case. You know, we want to play our good guys. And we've got 2 good backs, but Ray's our guy. He's our workhorse. And we want to get him the ball many ways as we can, as often as we can. But there's other guys too. You know, there's only one ball.
The middle of the field opened a lot yesterday on some of those throws. Is that a byproduct of you guys missing Donnell Ellerbe over the last 6 weeks? He's done a nice job for you.
He has done a nice job for us, Donnell, but that's not a, those plays weren't a byproduct of that. Those plays were a byproduct of basically screen looks that got us running away from our man coverage and that guy popping open on man coverage. And we just need to do a little better job of keeping our eyes on our man and covering our guy. Played solid. You know, I think we had more tackles for loss in the running game than we've had here in a long time. And the runs that they did get on us were runs that got stuffed up, except for one that popped through the middle for a few yards, that got stuffed up and then popped outside when guys got a little over anxious on the edge. I think that was two times. So I thought the run defense was really good. Obviously, Albert and Jameel, you know, the linebackers all. Josh Bynes did a nice job as well. Well, I think I just answered that. It was more just keeping our eyes on our guy as opposed to jumping a screen fake or another kind of a fake to another guy. We got a little over-anxious. And I would say it was an over-aggressiveness more than it was a miscommunication in those instances.
And Jones obviously had some very good movements this year. Struggled at times as well. How would you assess him down 12 inches?
I would assess him as our quarterback. You know, I think he's had some really good moments, and like any quarterback, you know, you look around the league, that's pretty much what you get. You know, there's a few guys playing at a Hall of Fame level week in and week out. You know, we're striving for that. You know, that's what we're always striving for with all of our guys. But Joe's playing good football. He's playing winning football. But he knows he can get better. All of our guys can get better. And Joe's fighting and working, you know, to be the best player he can be. And we're going to need him to be at his best now. You know, this is the time when all of our guys need to step up and play their best.
All right.
Okay, great. Thanks.